Dr. Arpad Puzai, PhD, received his degree in chemistry at Budapest, Hungary, and his BS in physiology and PhD in biochemistry at the University of London in England. Over his nearly 50-year career, he worked at the universities and research institutes in Budapest, London, Chicago, U.S., Scotland, so many other major research institutes. He has published close to 300 primary peer-reviewed papers and wrote or edited 12 scientific books in the past 30 years. He pioneered research into the effects of dietary lectins, carbonated reactive proteins, including those transgenetically expressed in GM crop plants, on the gastrointestinal tract. Since his contract was not renewed with Rowett as a result of disagreements, Dr. Puzai has been lecturing on the GM potato research all over the world and acting as a consultant to groups starting up research into the health effects of GM food. And here's the headline out of the London Independent. When GM food is fed to rats, their kidneys and blood counts are affected and their brains are affected. How would it affect humans? And he was ostracized really 6 years ago and demonized, but all his research has turned out to be true. He was pro-GM crops, working, you know, to further them. He thought it was a great thing and kept finding problems. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry we got connected a little bit late.
Well, thank you very much for connecting me. I'm very glad to be able to speak to you.
Well, it's a great honor to have you. Arpad, am I pronouncing your name right?
Perfect.
Oh, fantastic. You're a sweetheart. In a nutshell, tell us about the scandal of 6 years ago. Well, first, who you are, what you pioneered, your views on GM foods and genetically modified organisms, and then what you discovered studying this.
Well, we were one of the very few groups who tried to do nutrition in a more 21st century manner of looking at what it does to our gastrointestinal tract and what are the consequences of that. And as such, because of our track record in on this field, in 1995, the Ministry of Agriculture in Scotland had singled us out and accepted our project to look at the safety of genetically modified crops and foods. And we were to produce a blueprint for the testing of biological testing of all genetically modified crops and the foods made out of them. And we got this project, which was about $3 million worth, against 27 other opposition laboratories. And just like as you mentioned, that we did actually believe in the safety of on the basis of what we knew about at the time in 1995, we believed that these things were safe. Just we then set up a program and we started to investigate any potential consequences of growing GM crops and eating foods made out of them. And we used the genetically modified potatoes as our model for these studies. Very quickly, I have to tell you that as we went along with the research program, which was it included about 30 other scientists, and I coordinated the whole program, we were beginning to get very worrying results. The results were that we could not correlate gene expression in the potato plant with its protection against pests, which was a worrying thing for a conventional biochemist.
Now, doctor, let me just interject here. I've got about 15 different news reports here in front of me. I've tried to research this before having you on, but obviously it's a very complex and delicate field. and I don't even have a minor in biology, so you're talking to a caveman here, and I would imagine most of the audience is as ignorant as I, even though we've tried to be informed. We just know about the bad health effects. From what I've read, you were, a lot of the funding was via the industry itself, so you were not some outside group trying to prove something bad. You were trying to basically prove that it was good. Now, if I'm improper in saying that, correct me.
Well, we didn't, for this work, we didn't get a penny from the industry. It was all by the British taxpayers.
But I had read that you've done a lot of industry studies, though, when you were pro-GM.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of industry studies. In fact, we have several international patents as well on this field of the carbohydrate reactive proteins and their potential use in
I guess
medicine.
My point is this, sir. You were not some person attacking the industry. You were their boy.
No, I think I retired officially in 1990 because we have to retire at 60. And from there on, I financed all my research from industry funds, funds from the ministries and
yeah, others. You're billed as a whistleblower. I mean, you were inside their system, the head of a major research program.
Why, yes. I think that, because in this particular project, my funding was from the British taxpayer, I had to tell them what I found. And that's where the problem started, because we were beginning to find worrying things.
For a layman listening who doesn't understand all of this, in simple childish terms for myself and others, please explain the problems you found.
Well, for example, if you have a gene product in the transgenic plant, you ought to have more protection. And we didn't find this. But when it came to the actual feeding studies, then we also found that although we strictly compared the GM with the non-GM parent when we fed it to laboratory animals, and we found that in the long term, 110 days, we were the first ones to use a long 110-day experiment, which is about 10 years in the life of, in human terms, roughly. We found that the young animals were not growing as efficiently as when they were fed the diet containing the non-GM equivalent potato-based diet.
So out of the gates, you found that for the same calorie intake versus a natural potato versus the genetically modified potato, you were getting stunted growth in the rats?
Yes, it was significant. And a number of times people were saying that, the Kustay studies only showed that rats don't like raw potatoes. I have to tell you that this 110-day study was with fully cooked potatoes, 1 hour at 100 degrees, fully boiled potatoes.
Well, it doesn't matter because you had one control group. I've got the study here. One control group giving the non-GM potato. They're gobbling that. They're gobbling the GM potato, but they're not growing. But then that's not all you found, is it?
No. The other thing was that, you see, when you are developing your body, your inside, all the organs inside you are developing as well. And you can compare the normal development of, let's say, internal organs like liver, lungs, heart, brain, as you mentioned in your introduction. You can compare the GM-fed animal with a non-GM-fed animal, which is an equivalent diet. It contains the same amount of protein, the same energy, the same vitamins, the same everything, except that the GM contains this genetically expressed protein, very, very, very small amounts. And we found that the organ development was not comparable. Some of the organs, like the gut, was growing faster. Some of the organs were growing slower.
So you're talking about expressions of deformity.
Yes, I think that you can put it that way. We just prefer to say that there was a statistically significant difference in the development. You remember, these are young animals.
I'm also reading that it changed their blood counts. It caused bizarre problems in the brain. Could you specifically speak on that, Doctor?
Yeah, well, it's not just that there were differences in blood counts, but we did do tests which would be done to you if you went into hospital and they wanted to find out whether your immune system will respond as fast as a normal person. And we did this immune responsiveness test as well, and we found that the GM-fed rats have a considerably reduced back to the baseline the effect on responsiveness, immune responsiveness, which in practical terms means quite simply that if you get an infection or those rats do get an infection, their immune system will only produce antibodies to fight this infection much slower. And this was probably one of the most worrying aspects of our results.
Absolutely unbelievable. Doctor, I want to keep you as long as possible because I want to get into what happened once you announced this, how you were demonized, and now all these other studies independent of yours have mirrored or even shown worse results than you got, validating and vindicating you. Incredible courage. So please stay with us, Doctor. This is just amazing. And about half the food on our store shelves in America has this trash in it. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital to everyone to see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors, like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. I'll get available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Arpad Pusai will be staying with us about 30 minutes into the next hour. Very busy man. Again, literally in the top five in his field, in some say the top of his field, numero uno, when it comes to specifically studying what manipulating the genes and the proteins that it gives rise to. And the key thing you just said, and correct me, doctor, if I'm wrong here, because, again, you are the world-leading expert on this, and I'm just a layman, but I study this intently. Number one, genetically altering this particular potato didn't even make it more resistant to disease. It didn't even do anything to help. But it did allow them to get a patent on it. Ah, that's key. Take over the biosphere. And then it just gave rise to stunted growth, but your intestines growing faster, other organs growing slower. And I've got the reports here, all sorts of brain development problems. And understand, this was back in the mid-90s. Now it's cockroach genes and salmon genes in your corn and your tomatoes and spider goats and just wild, insane, the island of Dr. Maru type stuff. Uncontrolled going on everywhere, sir. And they just keep bringing this stuff to market here in the United States and feeding it to us, and almost all the processed foods are full of it. This is a crisis.
Well, it is. I think that your own scientists in America ought to be doing much more about it, because it is very difficult to do these experiments. They are extremely expensive. But you ought to be putting more pressure on your government to release more money.
But, doctor, we do have the studies. We have Monsanto's own internal studies. I have Associated Press in front of me. They knew this stuff a decade ago, but why would they still sell this?
Well, really, you have to ask them. I don't really know. But what I can tell you, and this is absolutely true, they have actually studied all our work. And they are trying to imitate it, but they are doing it in such a way that they keep the results confidential. So they are not releasing the results. And the only reason why I know about it is because some of the studies which they have done and they submitted to the European Food Safety Agency, even though that they are confidential, they are sort of leaking out into the common people.
Yeah, here's one out of Reuters. Secret Monsanto research teams show GM maize damage the health of rats. That's maize. And then I've got another report with almost identical headline, Cape Times, a major paper of South Africa. Secret Monsanto research shows GM maize damage the health of rats. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it is. Unfortunately, it is true, even though that it is unbelievable. You see that if you are designing an experiment properly and follow the sort of guidance, remember that I had about 30 years of experience with this type of research. This can be done. if it is done well enough, then you will be able to find out the true results, the true consequences.
But don't these guys know, these companies, that their daughters and sons are eating this stuff?
Well, I think that they all have to settle this with their own conscience, because people are very good of explaining things to themselves if it is in their interest to...
Making excuses.
Yeah, well, I think that they are just finding excuses. We don't know what will be the consequences, 20, 30 years down the line. We can't even do experiments in that sort of
length of time. Yeah, stay there, sir. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I literally have 15 different major newspaper and newswire reports that I printed off in the last few days. I've been reading over. I have the actual synopses of major studies done in Russia, China, Germany, England, Finland, Britain predominantly, and the leakage of secret reports by Monsanto and others here. And they are doing horrible things to the entire food crop line. They're buying up all the other little seed companies. All the major studies that come out that have looked at this show massive health effects. I mean, from what I've seen, to put it in layman's terms, a lot worse than smoking two packs of cigarettes a day. I mean, your body doesn't absorb this properly. It screws you up. But we've got the world expert on, so again, it's like a caveman talking to a spaceman here when it comes to this subject. It makes me so angry. I've got children. I got a family. And I don't appreciate the fact that we're not like England, where this stuff's controlled and basically banned, and where Europe will let it in. They are putting this everywhere, and they're not even labeling it. 75% of your food can be genetically modified, and the 25% not, and then they'll put a label on it calling it organic. Stop hurting my family. Now, I'm getting emotional about this. It's like everything else these people do, the depleted uranium, they know what it does. It's like the tainted blood full of HIV and hepatitis they shipped all over the world, knowing what it had in it. That's how evil these people are. All right, I'm sorry. We have the good doctor, Arpad Pusztai, joining us, who, again, leader in the field, pro-genetically modified guy, did his own major studies with the British government, found out how bad it was, put out his results, and was demonized for it. Doctor, please continue. So you start announcing this, 6-7 years ago. What happened to you?
Well, I think that about 7 months, I was totally gagged because I had to sign a contract with the institute where I worked that I would not be able to say anything without the written permission of my director. Now, my director actually agreed to giving this to me giving this TV interview in 1998, so that was all right. But then after that, when the results started to come in, and the politicians have realized that what I did say, even though it was very mild, what I did say did hurt the this huge global industry, the GM biotechnology industry's interest. And as most of the countries, particularly America and some countries in Europe, including my own here, have put a great deal of money into the development of these crops, but without first making sure that these crops are safe. They were beginning to put this huge political pressure on me, and because of my contract that told me that I cannot speak without my director's permission.
You couldn't defend yourself.
It was a very simple thing to do. They just told me to shut up, and otherwise they will take me to court and ask for unspecified damage to damage the reputation of my institute.
Doctor, so, we've got a quick break, a long segment coming up, so we have plenty of time to get it all out. You were demonized, you were attacked, and then now all these other studies come out, and you were absolutely right, and you just told the truth. And we'll go over what this means to our society. Corn, maize, potatoes, soybeans, and they're deadly dangerous.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We've ripped the Senator Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive order, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N, YX in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Arpad Huzai, PhD, doctorates in different types of genetic engineering, recognized by the major biotech industry institutions and major universities as the preeminent expert in multiple sub-disciplines of genetic engineering. And he's been doing it for 50 years, and he's worked for most of the large companies. And then in the mid-90s, he was doing detailed, long-term studies in rodents, which are one of the closest mammals to our metabolism from what I've read, that and pigs. And it was, again, retarding their growth, and we're talking just a 100-and-something-day study, retarding their growth, making their intestines grow faster, their other organs grow smaller, weird blood counts, brain problems, and even worse stuff. I mean, I'm here looking at just stacks of articles. And he was dealing with a potato that had one gene manipulated. And correct me, doctor, if any of this is wrong. Now, sir, before we get back into how they tried to crucify you, and you've been proven right, now they're just wildly creating transgenetic organisms with 3-4 organisms in one creature, pigs that almost have entirely human brains, mice with human brain makeup, the spider goats creating body armor out of their udders, just cockroach genes in tomatoes, salmon genes in corn, live pharmacological corn, protegene in Texas, 96 locations, corn that grows live AIDS virus, HIV. And sir, I tell people this as I read medical and scientific journals, and they laugh at me, doctor. Is this or is this not really going on?
Well, it is going on, unfortunately. I mean, there are some really extreme examples, but the basic thing about them is always the same. We can do a lot of things now. We can transfer a gene from any organism into any other organism. And once you can do these things, there is no end to it. There is no control over it. People will just do it. And if there is any money to be made out of it, then they will get the financial support, and therefore things will be done.
Sir,
unfortunately, that's how it is. It seems to be totally out of control.
Well, sir, I've interviewed a lot of your peers and other top scientists who have said, and this is actually a large group in the field, listeners, I would say the majority, but they get ostracized and don't get the big funds, that these cross-species creations could give rise to super viruses at any time, could jump into other species. It's already happened with plants. Am I correct in saying that? Are they correct?
Well, they are correct, because you see that when the people were talking about the Human Genome Project, we were talking about 2.4% of all the genes, 2.4% of all the DNA, which is in our genome, and the rest we don't know anything about. Now, some of it is coming from former infections, viral infections, and you do get bits of DNA in your genome which is originated from viruses or bacteria, and they are just leaping there.
According to the experts that I've interviewed, and I want to get your expertise on this, is it not almost a record of humankind's experiences locked up, and they thought that most of the crystalline structure wasn't even used, but now they're finding that the 4% that they were trying to manipulate, that they thought was the total, actually plugs in to the other crystalline structure almost like a computer system?
Well, yes, I think the Human Genome Project, when they found only 22,400 genes, and when the body does, or the cells do contain up to something like 200,000 proteins, it is impossible for 24,000 genes to produce 200,000 proteins unless those genes can be used with the help of these networks of the 96% or 97% of the other so-called junk DNA.
But it's not junk, is it?
No, it isn't junk, but this is how it was regarded for a long time.
So these men thought they were God, and IBM just said, no, it's all junk, and we know how to control it now, but they're not finding that.
No, they don't know how to control it. They don't even know how it functions. You see that it is very, very difficult to find out these interconnections. Can you really imagine that you have a...
Well, just with 15 or 20 prime numbers, you can give rise to unlimited mathematical calculations,
yes.
Above Gulag.
But on top of it, these are not just numbers. It is a sort of history, like you said before. It's human history is being deposited there, and they will be usable. They can be resuscitated. They can be pieces of DNA which is silent now, can be made active again, because we are putting in parasitic elements by this transgenic technology to get everything working again. You can make with these switches, these promoters.
So they are literally playing with the fabric of the life force itself, the face of God, and they don't even know what they've touched.
Well, they don't. You see, one of the problems with scientists, that they, after a time, they believe that they are gods. There is no... in most of the scientists I met, with a very few exceptions, there is very little humility in them.
They're very arrogant.
Yes. Yes, that's it. They think that if I can do this, I must do it. But that's... you ought to really think now that we have the means of, as I say, transferring one gene from any organism into any other organism.
So, sir, if you found with this particularly genetically engineered potato with one gene being manipulated, that it then did a bunch of other stuff and caused major health problems in rats,
well,
then what in the, and now all the other studies are coming out with what other similar things have done, what must be the consequences of just a wild trans... genetic organisms they're creating?
Well, you see that you just imagine that you are shooting in something, a piece of DNA into a very, very complicated network. Just imagine that what would happen if you started shooting at your computer. You don't know what is going to happen to it. It is all the printed circuits, all the huge networks of connections. You can get anything out of it. And when you have these transgenic plants, for example, these are events. They are most of the time not reproducible events. It is one event. Where it landed.
So every time it's like a slot machine, something else happens.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a very, very complicated slot machine, and the consequences.
So you might get a billion different things that happen.
And yet the consequences are totally unpredictable. And some of those consequences will definitely come later.
And so what they've done is just wildly done this and brought it to market here in America. Europe won't touch it. England's kicking it out. They're smart. What is wrong with Americans? Because most Americans are eating this stuff every day.
Well, you see that you there is this great American virtue which has got a bit out of step with reality. This is to fix it. The Americans were always great fixers. There is a problem, we'll fix it. Now,
but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Here, yes, but here there was not a problem to fix. They fixed something and then they started to look for the problem. You know, the whole thing is reversed.
Yes.
And we're going to suffer the consequences of that. You see, we can put in the gene, but we cannot take it out.
So, I've read about...
So this is going to be an irreversible technology. It's the first time in our human existence, even nuclear power you can switch off. It will take a long time, but you can switch off. With this one, you cannot switch off.
Let me ask you this question. To use this analogy so people can get this, it's as if they've released and metastasized all these cancer cells into the global biosphere, and then they'll infect other people's healthy crops that are natural crops, and then claim they own those crops when they're releasing a toxic waste.
Yeah, but I mean, as I say, that anything is possible now. You can. Select out people with red eyes or blue eyes, and they will be reacting to some particular form of bioterrorist weaponry. You can get that because if at the end of the day it is controlled by our DNA, our makeup, we can always somehow interfere with that.
Stay there, Doctor. This is unbelievable. We're so honored to have you.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder TrueOt PhD is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals and foods that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as acid, benzene, fluoride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownard from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro. A 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s. A 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine wall and sends sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Arpad, whose tie has multiple degrees, of course, one from the University of London in England, in biochemistry, genetic engineering. He is recognized as one of the top five leading experts in the world on genetically engineered food crops, and particularly on the proteins that are exhibited. And we were just talking during the break. He's agreed to stay a little bit longer, even though he's extremely busy, because this is life and death. During the break, sir, I wish people could have heard what you said. We were talking about, I said a lot of scientists are saying that they're just wildly testing this stuff. It could easily give rise to something that could kill entire biospheres. And you said it could kill hundreds of millions of people, and you said we're playing with our lives. Can you please talk about that?
Yes, I think that you now have huge potential to do good or bad, to more or less get rid of a lot of things which were not possible to be done to do in the past. We have this huge potential to interfere with the genetic makeup of living organisms in on Earth. And as we can do this, it is dependent on how we do it. How well, how consciously we are, and conscientiously we look at the possible consequences of all this. And if it is no good, then we ought to stop doing it. Or we should not even start doing it.
But instead, sir, there's no controls. And Dick Cheney says that we should legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons, which you brought up. And Dick Cheney, in a government document, says our government's developing this.
But you know, look, why is it developing? I mean, America already is the only huge, uncontested superpower. It has got atom bombs, hydrogen bombs, biological weapons. They can do away with the world population 100 times over or 1,000 times over. Why do we have to develop these weapons which will, if it gets into the hand of the wrong people, terrorists and others, they can do as much damage to you as to themselves. So I don't understand why it is that this huge development, dollar billions and trillions are poured into research of something which is a more effective killing machine. That's what it is.
And then that causes an arms race and gets the Chinese and the Russians to start doing it.
Yes, but do you see that we thought that at the time when there was the competition, the arms race between America, the United States, and the Soviet Union, that when that was over, we thought that now it's the time when America can use its huge potential and its huge resources and manpower and brain power to make life better. So why the hell should we develop weapons of unimaginable destructive power?
That once they're released, they don't even know what they'll do, and then we go back to the simple potato that literally mutates and deforms while you eat it, and they put it out there on the store shelves, the maize, the corn, the canola, just all of it. And I mean, I've got the examples of where they plant the genetically modified, say, canola, and suddenly it jumps into weeds, and then an oak tree's got it growing out of the side of it. I mean, this stuff is like a cancer.
Well, most of the, Canada, which grows a lot of canola, I don't think that you can now really find a not modified genetically
because it's
modified
taken over canola. All the other seed lines. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you see that Europe stopped buying canola oil because it is almost impossible to have one which is not containing at least some
90-plus percent of all crop strains of corn have already been infected. And these guys, Monsanto owns the courts. Nobody's there to stop them. And
you know, I don't know if you see that your corporate sector is so powerful.
We got a break, sir. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels.
Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We're talking to Dr. Arpad Pusztai, one of the leading world experts in genetic engineering of food crops. Worked for the industry, pro-GM, did the major studies in for the British government, found major problems, was told to shut up about it, leaked a little bit of it, got demonized, and now all the other studies are coming out, industry studies, internal secret studies, and it's in the other crops the same thing. In fact, I mean, you all heard about Starlink corn and all the rest of it. Now, a lot of these crops haven't even been banned in this country, but they still grow them and still stick them in your food. And then all the others, I mean, folks, they'll just say, oh, this cockroach gene, this is a true story, this has been going on for 10 years, this makes the tomato last longer. Well, we don't know why we put a cockroach gene in it, but that's okay, and it changes a bunch of other genes by doing that, but we don't know what it'll do, but we're just going to enjoy your tomato. And we're not going to tell you there's a cockroach gene in there. Why, we're going to put an organic sticker on it because it's only been genetically engineered a little bit. So it doesn't mean they even got the food labeling changed 2 years ago, so you don't know. And they're just going crazy. And now we're talking about putting vaccines in pharmacological potatoes and rice and where you don't have a choice. And the poor, starving Africans, they're smart enough that when this stuff gets delivered, it rots on the dock. They'd rather starve. The European farmers have rioted and burned buildings down when they try to ship it in there. The British are refusing to eat it, though the genetically modified companies keep trying to ship it in there. This is what's going on. And but here in America, most of what we eat has this in it. All these new health problems, cancer doubling every 10 years, the sperm count down by 80%+, all these new illnesses, all these new diseases, all these new problems, massive increases in things like Crohn's disease and digestive tract problems, and, oh, we just don't know why that's happening. Oh, my goodness, folks. And it's all about monopoly. A Monsanto executive 4 years ago, this even showed up in major magazines, said at a big meeting openly, oh, yeah, we're taking over the genetics, and we love the fact that it's spreading, because we own the courts, and then we get to go in and say that you have stolen from us. When our genetically modified pollen blows into your field, you can prove you bought the seeds and that it's a and that your plant's just been genetically modified just slightly. Oh, now we own your crops. Now we're going to take your property. So it's about literally infesting and causing problems in the entire genome, then claiming ownership of the life systems itself. When they cause the problem, this would be the equivalent of if I came to your yard and I dumped cyanide in your backyard and your children breathed it and died, and then I sued you saying, well, I have patented cyanide, and even though I dumped it on your property, this is almost literal, folks, you are at fault for breathing my cyanide. And by the way, I own the court in St. Louis, I'm Monsanto, and so I'm going to sue you and take your house because I killed your kids. Doctor, I know I'm ranting and raving, and I appreciate all the time you've been spending with us, but what are ways to stop this? The harm, a lot of it's already been done, but with the chimeras and the cross species and human characteristics and pigs and everything else, what worries you most right now, and where do you see this going?
Well, I think that the The main problem is that what your show is probably trying to do to get to undo is to get the message out to the ordinary people, because you see, when I said in 1998 that 152nd television interview that I wouldn't eat if I could avoid, I wouldn't eat GM potatoes. And I also said that we shouldn't use our fellow citizens as human guinea pigs. Within 2 months, all the supermarkets removed genetically modified food components from their shelves because people didn't want to buy them. But we had a very effective way of communicating with the people. The consumers have a huge buying power. They are holding in their purse the more power than the entire GM biotech industry has at its disposal, because if we don't buy it, then there is no point of producing it. Do you understand that it is somehow... If it is not stopped from above, then it will have to be stopped from below, because the consequences we cannot compute, we cannot predict. And if it is going to be a bad outcome, a disastrous outcome, which it is possible that it will be, then we have no means of stopping it, because it's an irreversible technology. We learn how to put in the gene, we don't know how to take it out and how to stop the spreading of it and contaminating the earth with it. So it is at this stage you must do something. You must tell the people that there is more to it than just simply profit. If the Americans want to profit, they can turn their huge talents and energies into other fields where they can do something good, as opposed to this, which is potentially disastrous. And again, I keep ramming home the message: you will not be able to stop it once it is fully out. It's no way to turn the clock back.
Okay, Doctor, I want to just give you a few short little examples, anecdotal examples or personal experiences I've had. I have a family member who is on the fast track to be a bigwig executive at IBM. Real smart. And I was having dinner with her a few years ago, and she said, "Alex, there's nothing unnatural in genetic mutation. It's all completely normal. There should be unlimited testing. You know, there's no problem with genetically engineered." And I go, "Is this what they're telling you at IBM, who is funding, again, hundreds of different biotech experiments? They're the biggest folks. They got all these front companies. They got their fingers in every pie, you know, in every broth. You know, they're all over the place just funding all this insanity." And when I talk to her, she goes, "Yeah, the executives don't have a problem. They said there's no problem at all. There's no danger." And she said, "All mutation is natural." And I was sitting there rolling my eyes at this. And then, you know, it was almost like she was religious. "We control the genome now. We know what to do." And then I talked to people who are in college right now, who are graduate students, who are in the genetic program at UT. And they're like, "Oh, it's no big deal. Oh, no, we control it. Oh, this is going to..." And then I talked to the top scientific experts like yourself. I probably had 20 of you guys on. You're the most senior. And they're going, "Listen, I work for the big biotech companies, blah, blah, blah. I've done the studies. It's deadly dangerous. We can kill everyone. We've got to warn the people." And then I talked to these little corporate people, and they laugh at me, sir. They laugh at me. They act like this is funny, when just the most basic manipulations are diseasing these rats. And what is, again, where do these elites and their minions think they live? What planet do they think this is, sir?
You are quite right that there is a great deal of irresponsibility. It's driven by the profit motive, and they are irresponsible, and they are half knowledgeable. You know, half knowledge is worse than no knowledge at all. Because then if you think you know, but you don't, then you can do immense harm. And the fact of the matter is that this is a technology whose results cannot be predicted. It's not even a technology. When you build a bridge, you can calculate all the important factors about it, and you know what you are designing it for, and you know what it will do. With this one, we don't. And if anybody is telling me that we do, then he is simply either an imbecile or he doesn't know what he is talking about. We don't know. Don't know. And that is the message. And when you have a when you don't know, then you take your responsible decision and try to not to do it. Take the precautionary approach. And this is the only way that you develop step by step. You know, all the organisms which we have now have taken billions of years to develop. And here we are developing things within 5-10 years. And they don't fit into this environment. They don't fit into this life.
But doctor, I mean, your own primary research, their internal research is now being leaked. The most small, delicate, carefully looked at experiments that you and others have done, in every case we look at when they do the study, it's giving rise to major problems in mammals. And that's just a small manipulation, as you said. Again, now it's, let's put 4 organisms in this rat. It'll have a human brain and pig lungs, and it'll have, and we'll have open-air goats in upstate New York. I had the CEO on about 2 years ago, and the Army's out there guarding him, and he's got hundreds of spider goats with, dozens of genes changed and basically spinnerets for udders, shooting out body armor. I mean, this is insane. That is light years down the pit of hell past changing one gene in a potato, and then it kills the rats, basically.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, we have no control over it. The only control is in genetic modification of crops and foods is your buying power, your purse. But for that, first you must make absolutely sure that everything is labeled. Why do you think that the corporations are so dead against labeling? We fought very hard here in Europe to get the labeling. What is happening? The America is taking Europe to the WTO to change this, because they think that if you see that it is labeled, you might not buy it. But that is, they do recognize the power of the purse, the power of the money, which is in our pockets. And if, for example, if I go into the supermarket, I always very carefully check what is there, and it's not an absolute guarantee.
But I just passed the law. Organically produced
stuff, because I know that certainly in Britain, in my country here, there is zero tolerance for GM in.
But I've got articles today where they've still been caught shipping it into your country. And on top of this, doctor, they passed a law 2 years ago to change what a organic label is. It's just got to have 25% organic ingredients.
Yes, but you see that this is again up to you, the regulatory people, and again.
But they all work for the company. I mean, it's a revolving door, as you know.
Yes, but you must insist. It's a revolving door, but the population is the same.
Well, I'll tell you this, sir. A lot of the environment.
We may not earn very much, but when you put it together for the 280 or 300 million Americans, U.S. citizens, there is a lot of money we're talking about.
Doctor,
if once they go into Walmart or some other major supermarkets and they start to demand to have a healthy food, not genetically modified, and these companies will listen.
Well, doctor, I've just got a few minutes left with you, and it's been incredible honor to have you on, but I've got a few final questions. One of our biggest talk show hosts, Rush Limbaugh, will get up every week, every time I tune in, I hear this, and he says, genetic engineering's no big deal. They're a bunch of liars. This is almost an exact quote. George Washington Carver genetically engineered plants. Look, well, now the deception there is, even I as a layman know, cross-pollinating two closely related plants in the same family is what nature naturally did, and there's no problem in that. That is totally different than injecting cockroach genes into tomatoes.
Absolutely. One of your great scientists, a U.S. scientist, actually said that by putting a North Atlantic fish gene into tomatoes to make it frost-resistant is an impossible situation in normal evolutionary terms, because the fish would never mate with a tomato. This is one of your great scientists who said this.
Well, genetics is so selective that the fish compete with each other, even within the same species, to selectively pass on the genes.
Yes, yes. And the bigger the fish, the more progeny it has. They try to explain this that what we have been doing over the 3 million years or whatever of human existence on Earth is that we have always been doing genetic engineering. Now, what we are doing now is not what we have been doing for 3 million years. It's totally and absolutely different. And even your scientists at the FDA do recognize that the genetic engineering as we do it now is different, and it presents us with different problems and the different risks, and therefore they ought to be looked at it differently.
All right, doctor, I know that people can type in your name, ARPAD, ARPAD, and Pusztai, PUSZTAI. We have links to articles about your great work at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I know you've written over 30-something textbooks and hundreds of top papers, but is there any particular book you've written on this subject for a layman?
Well, it's I haven't actually written anything for the layman, but some of my friends in the United States have written one. There is, Jeffrey M. Smith, who produced a really beautiful book, which is explaining all this.
What's the name of it?
It's called Seeds of Deception.
Seeds of Deception, yes, I've heard of it.
But it was actually riding very high on your list of popular authors.
Well, doctor, I can only salute you for defending humankind and the planet. And God bless you, and thank you for spending so much time with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care.
God bless you, too.
You bet. And again, you know, the scientist talks about 3 million years, folks. This is what God designed. They thought they knew the DNA, they got into it, and it was a billion times a billion more complex than these idiots thought. We'll be right back.